Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check us out, Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, dog? This is E-Shot.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice Warp.
This your man, Matt Mine, the Hellraiser.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
It's the Murder Master Music Show.
You follow what lame stream says, but here it gets rejected. If you wearing tight jeans, don't expect to get respected. I'm from a time where wearing black was always on your checklist. From a time where faggots get checked if they reckless. From a time where if you got too much style, we snatch your necklace. This real shit here, Illuminati, fuck the industry. We represent the street and they respect our street ministries. Take no shorts and cut the middleman, literally. This hip-hop savior, our birth scenes like nativity. This a place where no one sells out for relevability. And the masses can get a chance to explore more creativity. You gotta be kidding me. If you call that hip-hop, niggas with hot shades and fluorescent flip-flop. We killin' Big Brother, cause we know he watch. You don't like what I'm doing, then you can suck mine. Oh, and
it's
you
the
don't
Murder Master Music Show. It's the 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 Murder Master Music Show.
What's up, everybody? Episode 329, Murder Master Music Show. This is the first show of the year, actually. Welcome to 2017. So far, it's just as fucked up as 2016. Let's hope it doesn't repeat itself. Let's hope shit gets a little bit better. But, man, we got a hell of a guest tonight. We got the homie Two Tone returning. You know what I'm saying? He's been on the show before. You know, Black Rain and Timmy's got a brand new album out called New Direction, My World Coming. Overcomers, I mean. It's available on iTunes. You can actually go to ugsforlife.com. I did a review of it. I'm bumping the hell out of this goddamn thing. I got it in the mail about a week ago. Been listening to it religiously. You're going to hear some of it tonight. We're going to bring on Two Tone here in a minute. Before I do, I just want to touch on a few things, man. I want to congratulate a few people. First and foremost, I want to shout out Detroit Unplugged Radio for having myself and Bang J on last night. We had a dope interview with them guys. They're doing their thing. They just merged with HearItNation.com as well as DJ King Assassin. So you can be able to check them and First Fam Radio out with DJ King Assassin. We wish, we wish them all much success 2017. Good people right there. Shout out to homie Brandon for hooking that up. You heard them on this show as well. We want to network with people. If you're not on that bullshit, if you're not pushing that swag, if you're not pushing that that dumbed down, retarded mumble rap bullshit, man, get at us, please. Don't be hitting up our friends, trying to get interviews through our friends. Hit us up directly. Go to the website ugsforlife.com. You know, if you want to get on the show, email me. Prez@ugsforlife.com, MacJ@ugsforlife.com. That's simple. You know what I'm saying? Send us your music. We'll check it out. If we like it, we'll bring it on. But, without further ado, I'm going to bring on the homie Two Tone. Then we're going to get off into some music. Man, what's up, Two Tone? How you doing?
Man, I'm good, man. You straight?
Man, I'm doing good. I'm doing real good, man. I'm loving this fucking album, I'll tell you that. I really am feeling this shit, man. Long overdue, man. What took you so long for another solo?
Man, I've just been trying, mainly focus on everybody else, and now I just, it's my turn now.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Well, I know you did, rest in peace, Lord Infamous. You did a lot of great work with Lord Infamous. You know, Clubhouse Click, shout out to Mac Montes. You've done a lot of great work with a lot of people, so now you felt like, okay, it's time for another two-tone project. What was the last solo that you dropped?
The last solo was Heaven Sent, Hell Bound, but I did like a EP, 40 Days, 40 Nights. But, you know, it basically had, you know, the whole Clubhouse Click on there, you know, trying to get everybody's name out there or whatever. It wasn't an official solo, so I came back with this one, which I had been planning to drop it, like, after The Man, The Myth, but I kept pushing it back. I was like, I'm going to wait. So I probably got 200-300 songs that I've been doing since 07, you know. Before I dropped this, some of them I just didn't even want to use because I was like, they're so old.
Well, yeah, but that stuff is timeless because you make that music that, you know, like you were talking about your last solo, it probably sounds like it came out yesterday. You know what I mean?
So, I appreciate it.
Yeah, but so it was just you was doing other projects and whatnot, you know what I'm saying, but now... You know what I'm saying? You got all this other music. So you're saying there's a couple hundred tracks of two-tone in the vaults?
Yeah. I'm thinking about dropping another album probably about September.
Wow. Hell yeah.
So I was recording before I came on. So it's like I got hella music. I'm working on me and Mr. 420 got a project that's gonna come out probably in about April or May, so that's why I'm waiting to drop the solo about in September, because I probably could come out with a solo album probably every month.
Wow.
At least 15 tracks.
See, that's what I'm talking about right there. That shows you you know what I'm saying, how much you care about the craft and the art. You know what I'm saying? It's not just, I can tell you love doing this stuff. You know what I'm saying? Hell yeah. And you put your all into your music, man. I noticed this album here, New Direction, My World Overcome It. You know, it's a real personal album, man. Why don't you break down the whole title and the meaning behind this album for us?
Well, the title, it came from because I wanted to go in a different direction and let people know different stuff about me with this album than what they know from the other albums or from the After Six, the Blood Money. I want it to be just me, my feelings, how I actually, you know, feel every day in my life. So it was a totally different, you know, mindset with the songs I chose. Because like I said, I had been recording for like years. So like a couple of songs might be some years old. But some of them could have been months ago. To just, you know, which ones I sit back and felt like should, you know, give you the vision of the direction that I'm going in. I'm not doing the same stuff I was doing back in 2003 or so forth when I dropped the other albums.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. One thing I noticed, though, this album is just got that fucking classic Memphis sound. You know what I'm saying? It's got that sound that, you know, because if you listen to a lot of cats nowadays from Memphis, from New York, from Chicago, from wherever, they have no distinction. You don't know where the fuck they're from. When you put this in, you're gonna hear all kinds of music on it, but you're also going to be like, that's that Memphis shit. You know what I'm saying? That's that real Memphis shit, especially if you're a huge fan of that. Did you go for that sound when you were making this album?
Yeah, I just wanted to... like me and Jack Daniel, you know, we sat there. Jack Daniel is like an in-house producer, and Cut Off Your Mind. He's from Russia, but you know, we deal with him a lot in St. Kitts, whatever. We've been dealing with him, you know, since like before The Man, The Myth, and you know, all of them like, you know, even though they from a different country, they like big Memphis fans. Jack Daniel from Memphis, so it's like, I wanted to just keep, you know, the regular sound like that, you know, started it back when I first did Into Deep. I wanted the same sound.
Yeah.
I didn't want to change that from, you know, from anything. I wanted to keep it Memphis. I'm like, it is what it is because it's me. Because like I told, this album was more personal and I want it to be me.
Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah. And that's how it comes off too. You know what I'm saying? And I'll tell you what, let's go right off into the track. And then we're going to come back and chop it up some more. Got a lot of stuff I want to talk to you about. But this is the very first track off the album, Different, man. Man, what a way to just kick things off, man. Man, break this track down for us and kind of intro it.
Well, I'm sure everybody know why I call myself Two-Tone, because I have vitiligo. So I tried to make a statement with this song to let everybody know I'm not the same as no one else. I'm totally different. So I get stares when I walk places just because of my skin. So it's like I want to just let the world know it's me. I'm different. No matter what you think, I'm going to be me. I'm still a human. I'm a person. So I just wanted to give it to them raw.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Definitely accomplished that. This is Different by Two-Tone off the brand new album, New Direction by World Overcomers. Get it on iTunes right now. Go to UGSForLife.com. Check out the review. We'll be right back right here on the Murder Master Music Show.
Hey, that decent buddy.
Niggas, think about my situation. Hell, I'm doing good. House paid off, rip too. Bitch, I'm in the hood. Bum money for some jail time. I ain't fearing shit. I ain't fucked about no niggas. I ain't fucked about no bitch. Pussy run, you niggas, what the fuck? Open up your eyes, cause you're chasing bitches with the shit. Gon' lead to your demise.
Yep.
My skin's different, people say I don't get it from a touch.
No.
I hold my head and walk with pride and never gave a fuck. Now, missing motherfucker Magnolia, what I'm claiming. Only fuck with real niggas off the Cooper where I'm hanging.
Yo,
money long, got my own, no matter if I'm right or wrong. All hands on deck, wanna try me, bring it on.
Yeah, I'm dirty as a motherfucker, nigga, do the math.
I got them birds in, I'ma make them take a bath.
Yep.
Got some coke, sure. Not the can in the can. I'm a crab chick, nigga, and I'm sticking to the plan. Yeah, I'm dirty as a motherfucker,
yep.
Nigga, do the math. I got them birds in, I'ma make them take a bath.
Yep.
Got some coke,
sure.
Not the can in the can. I'm a crab chick, nigga, and I'm sticking to the plan. This my life, I've been about it. In too deep, now act about it. Cross me in these streets, the whole world gonna read about it. Trigger finger itching, I'm allergic to you niggas. Shit, I lock and load and clear the road and right back at these niggas. Shit, I went and got a job, but the hours wasn't flexible. Money getting funny, something like a homosexual. I was born to get it, love the money, gotta get paid. Killers from the dark side, going on the rampage. Back to the basics. Had to face this life of fucked up. Water whipping in the kitchen, creeping on the come up. Sweating over the stove like a bitch cooking collard greens. Fist full of bricks, back on hard, fucking with the fam.
I'm dirty as a motherfucker, nigga, do the math.
I got them birds in, I'ma make them take a bath.
Yep.
Got some coke,
sure.
Not the can in the can. I'm a crab chick, nigga, and I'm sticking to the plan. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm dirty as a motherfucker,
yep.
Nigga, do the math. I got them birds in, I'ma make them take a bath.
Yep.
Got some coke,
sure.
Not the can in the can. I'm a crab chick, nigga, and I'm sticking to the plan.
What a way to set off a fucking album. You know what I'm saying? What a way to set off a fucking album. Man, my co-host, Mag J, made it home safely. He's out there on that ice and shit, man. It's very dangerous. Everybody be safe.
Hey,
what's up, Mag J? I know you heard that.
Sound like, sound,
Right, sound like South Memphis to me, shit.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, that whole fucking album, we got the homie Brandon going to bring him on, then we're going to bring back on Two Tone. Brandon, being out of Pittsburgh, man, I know you listen to all kinds of music. That right there is that Memphis shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, that Memphis shit is up here, man. That shit's fire, man. It's good to hear some shit like that nowadays, man. We need some shit like that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, but we got the homies going on. What's up, Two-Tone? That right there is shit. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I appreciate it.
Yeah, that right there is definitely going in, man. And that's how you kick the album off. You know what I'm saying? And then it goes into, you know what I'm saying, about another 14 tracks or so. But you got some features on here. You got another track, I'm not going to give it to him because we don't want to give him everything, you know what I mean? But you got this one I really love, him, man, Water Off, featuring Mac Montez and T-Rock. That shit's crazy. Cut Your Water Off. I feel that because there's so many motherfuckers, man, that they want a piece of this, a piece of that. They just basically closet case haters, you know what I mean? They're just waiting for their turn
exactly.
to fuck you over, and they just play in the role like a bunch of bitches, and that's what I got from this song, man. Tell everybody about this song.
Man, I'm not going to say no names or something. I'm like, you know, people come and go in your life, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, once, you know, you finally, you know, people gonna ask you to give. Then once you, you know, put your foot down, be like, man, what are you doing to receive it? You know, that's when things change. You see what I'm saying? And when you
well,
see, like I said, so when you cut their wad off, you know, they ain't the same no more. You see what I'm saying? Long as you giving, man, they happy as hell. But as soon as you cut them off, that's when the hating stops. Start, and you know, it is what it is, you know, from there, because you don't rock with them the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
once
I just said back, I was like, man,
first ounce of bitch, you kind of have to be like, you know what, I don't need this type of crap in my life. I'm trying
exactly.
to get from point A to point B without any kind of glitches. So yeah, I feel that shit, man. That's one of the songs that resonated with me a lot. And then again, this whole album's packed with dope stuff. You even got Lord Infamous on here on the song Frosty, man. Tell everybody about that. Is that a new verse or is that something
you
haven't
heard
before?
Well, the Infamous verse is no. We actually, man, this song was recorded. Me, St. Kitts, he sent me a track. Infamous hadn't even heard the song, so he was like, "Use this for your album, blase, blase." I was like, that's not even the original track. That track was redone by Cut Off Your Mind. But the original one was Mac Montez did it, the hook, and, you know, I had verses on it. Then Infamous was like, man, I want to use that joint. So that's how it ended up on the Man the Myth. But we remixed it. We remixed it and just never released it. And we was like, nah, we got ready to re-put it out. We was like, we're going to take the remix of Infamous verse off, which we still got. And we was like, we're going to put his original verse on there. And we changed his verse up with, and that's how the song came about or whatever. We just chopped it up and used new verses from me and Mac Montez. Like I said, it was actually two different songs. So
that's how they... So it's basically news of the world right there, pretty much. So that's dope. You know what I'm saying? They have Lord Infamous on there. You know, you got T-Rock on there, Mac Montez. You know, a lot of stuff's going. Mr. 420, by the way, his album Smoking Jacket, is that out right now?
Yeah, it's out. It's doing pretty good. He had a bang on there. That's why me and him finna, like I said, we're finna drop an album called Chicken Talk. In probably about a month or so. It's an EP with like about, you can say it's an album. It's like about 10 tracks on it. You know, just giving somebody something to ride to, like I said, to my next solo come out.
Yeah.
the video for different.
I was just gonna ask you, did you have any unreleased Lord Infamous tracks and possibly plan on like throwing Lil Infamous on some of y'all shit? Like, I know you work with his dad a lot. Is there any plans that y'all got of working with the C to Six or Lil Infamous?
I have never talked to anybody from C to Six. I talked to Lil Infamous. Me and him shot messages back and forth before. So, mm-hmm. you know, me and him talked about doing something or whatever, but, you know, possibly doing it. But that's far as gotten. And actually, that problem was like a month ago. That was the first time I ever spoke with him.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah, I think that's dope, though.
Y'all would
make
good music together, man,
because
it's right.
Cause, yeah, because me and T-Rock, we supposed to be working, finna start working on the Blood Money, too, so, you know, anything's possible.
Yeah, that'd be dope. Because they mostly, like, with a lot of these younger guys, like, they mostly embody what I would have wanted the young Memphis artists to get into, you know what I'm saying? Me, myself. So it's like I be thinking that a lot of these dudes, they pay homage to some of these older guys that are legends or whatever, but they not paying homage to the right ones. So sometimes, like I say, they searching for the wrong guys. They need to be searching for, like, you guys, you know what I'm saying? So as long as y'all keep that formula going, man, it's going to open the doors back up for a lot of these younger guys, too, because I would guess a lot of these younger guys want to work with y'all, but don't sometimes know how to even approach you. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I think I'm the easiest guy to approach in the world. You listen to my music. When I say you can find me down by Sam's, that's a store in the neighborhood. You can catch me over there. I'm still in the hood, so I'm one of the most humblest dudes I've
met in the game. I've known you for at least a good 10, 15 years. You know what I'm saying, and you've worked with a lot of cats too. Is there anybody that you want to work with though?
Anybody I want to work with?
Like a Gangsta Pad, or you know what I'm saying?
Me and Gangsta Pad, we talked. You know, a lot of people don't know this. I was on a Skinny Pimp album like before In Too Deep came out. I was like on the Posse.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the name of the song. Like, he hit me up. Me and him was talking. He invited me to the studio. I got on the song with him. Whatever. That was the first time. Like, that was before me and Infamous recorded anything. Before I did anything, because you know I was, you know, me and Mac Montesman were doing the Crime Click albums at the time, underground albums or whatever. And Skinny, you know, hit me up, and I respect him to the day for that. He was the first person to ever, you know, give me a chance, even though, like I said, I'm next door to Infamous now, but Skinny was the first person to give me a chance.
Yeah.
So, and like I said, you know, Gangsta, he didn't been to my house. I talked to him, Zerp didn't been to my house. I talked to all these cats. So I'm pretty much open to do music with anybody. I don't have no beef with nobody. None of this.
That's positive, man. And that's what it's about too, you know, coming together and doing stuff. That'd be dope. I'd love to see a track with you and Gangsta Pat and Skinny Pimp and, you know, maybe Al Capone or something, you know. But I'll tell you what, we got the homie Shin from France. I just see him on the board. He's calling all the way from France. I know he's got a question for you. Shin, what's up, homie?
Hi. Yes, Sinister, yes. What's up, Scott? Jay? What's up, Brandon? What's up,
what
Tom?
What's going on?
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, let's talk about the Crime Click days when you dropped a Million Ways to Murder tape, the instant tracks you did, like No Enough or Death Wish. You have really the Devil Chip sound. Can you talk about this era of at this time where a lot of cats in Memphis doing this thing, this sound. And it was an era, I think, we never return now, because it was a crazy sound at this time.
I can barely hear if he was going kind of in and out.
He sent me the question.
He wants to talk about the Crime Click, you know what I'm saying, days when you dropped a Million Ways to Murder tape.
Ways to Murder.
Tracks like No Remorse, Death Wish. He says that you really have the devil shit sound. Can you talk about that era, pretty much?
Man, the Million Ways to Murder album, and which we still do, like the devil shit sound, the horrorcore, which I drop usually at least a Halloween album every year. I drop like 2 crucifixions like around Easter. You know, we try to still stick to the roots of what we started when we were doing Million Ways to Murder, and we did the Crime Click Soldiers, all that stuff. I think I was like about, I don't want to lie to you, I think I was like 15 or 16. And we still try to keep to the same roots. That's why I did the like Heaven Sent, Hell Bound, the 40 Days, 40 Nights. It's kind of like on the same thing, but I throw a lot of different stuff, you know, in the mix with it. So it won't just be to, you know, one wave of people, because I want to touch everybody.
Yeah.
I want everybody at the end of the day to feel like, you know, you might not like Million Ways to Murder, but you might like In Too Deep. So I was like, I want you to, you know, get that same vibe off every album, you know. I want to give something to everybody. Music is universal, so I feel like I want to touch as many people as I can without ever wearing skinny jeans or changing who I am.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, Hell yeah. Much respect on that aspect, man, because a lot of people are quick to jump on the bandwagon and sell out not only the fans, but their own craft and their own talent to try to get new fans in a new genre. And, you know, I can't respect artists that do that. I mean, if you're going to get your money, go get your money. But at the end of the day, I ain't going to fuck with you if you're on that type of shit. So I respect you for staying true to your fans and to your craft. Let's give them, with that said, Two Tone, let's give them another banger off this fucking album, man. Let's go with, man, we were talking about Mr. 420. Let's give him a smoking song. Let's go with Take a Puff, man. Tell everybody about this one.
That's what I'm doing.
Man, that was one that was, you know, we was just smoking out or whatever. We was just talking. And it's like, man, you got to keep it in rotation, man. Take a puff and pass. Yes, you know, we tried to make it as simple as possible for him. He's like, this is what happened. This is what we do. Take a puff and pass.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Take a puff, pass that motherfucker, and make sure you go out and get that new album by Two Tone, New Direction, My World Coming, Overcoming, Black Rain Entertainment, available right now. We'll be right back with the homie Two Tone right here on the Murder Master Music Show.
Yes, alive.
Take a puff, hey, pump, pump, pay. Take a puff, hey, pump, pump, pay. Go, yeah, any way you want, go fast. Take a puff, hey, pump, pump, pay. Take a puff, hey, pump, pump, pay. Go, yeah, any way you want, go fast.
I used to smoke daily, but I had to slow it down. You can find me in a corner. You wanna try. Now, back to the weed. If it's loud, I smoke it in some wrong papers. Talking drugs, I'm losing focus. Pour some lean in my Sprite. Shit, I like it dirty from the motherfucking South Memphis 10. You heard me blowing the best gas on your ass. Eyes red, counting cash. Holler at a bitch, come on through. Let a nigga smash. Moral of the story, everybody get high. From the president to Cone, keep it real, why lie?
Take a puff. Take a puff, hey, pump, pump, pay. Take a puff, hey, pump.
that shit for the hood. I keep that line looking weed with fruity hair smelling good. What you smoking that wood, you should have purchased my pack. And if I smoke some regular weed, best believe it ain't average. You told me you had some good. You take this shit with some Cali. Look like some homegrown shit that you grew in the alley. It don't even pass me that. Take my blood and pass it back. One puff, two puffs, now you having an asthma attack. I look like some cataract shit I smoke on Counselor. Cutie service with my purchase. You gon' spend about a stack.
Take a puff, hey.
They smoking on the best dope, rolling up that West Coast. Keep it with me, OG and Sour, that's like the best smoke. I started out when I was young, didn't really know any better. Back then, we was blowing blunts, getting high off Reggie Miller. Nowadays, it's 93, nothing but gas and lean in me. Loud packs, they blow, raw papers, I roll frequently. Keep it in me all the time, if you looking for me, I'm on cloud nine. Never been smoking that regular, had to retire that shit back in 2009. Now I'm on some heavy shit, roll up, no petty shit. When you see me smoking, just know it's that California shit. I done broke down with the best of them, rolled up with the rest of them. I'm still smoking it loud, choking it right now as I bless them.
Take a puff, hey, puff, puff, hey. Take a puff, hey.
How can you not feel that shit right there? Especially if you grew up in my
exactly.
Man, that
was man.
Puff.
That last work. I'm gonna say, man, like they keep
20.
It. Yep, and they keep
that's
it moving, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what, that's what's so dope about it. New
Willie
shit
Nelson
that sound dope,
that
man.
Smoke one.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? That's
I'm sitting over here smoking now.
Yeah, that's well. I just did before the show, so that just kicked me back into gear. You know what I'm saying? But, man, yeah, you definitely knocked that out the park, man. That's what I'm talking about right here. You know what I'm saying? How long did it take you, Two Tone, to put together this whole album?
I would say, like I said, I started recording it probably in like 07, because it was a time when we was doing the Man the Myth. Then I scrapped the songs. I was like, I didn't like them no more. So, which I still got them. I just you know, haven't used them, whatever, because I was like, no, this is not it. I kept going. And that was like, you know, 2 years after Heaven Sent Hell Bound came out. So, it was like I said, it was supposed to be released like in, right after Man the Myth. And
yeah.
I just kept like, no, that ain't it, that ain't it. And Infant was like, no, that's cool, you know. He was like, so I kept, you know, to this day I kept in mind with some of he was like, we should use them. Like a few of them, like I said, was probably recorded over the summer or, you know, like I said, like that, because you think about this is 10 years later. So just imagine how many songs I recorded before I just finally released it. Then I'm like, okay, I got bukus of songs I'm sitting on that I did for 10 years that I never put out because I didn't feel like they was good enough. You know what I mean? So it's like I got 10 years worth of solo songs or whatever, or ideas or something that I have never, you know, released.
And then You're gonna put out like a big box set one day, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to do something. I was like, I thought about it. I was like, I guess I'd be like Tupac or something. If I die tomorrow, man, somebody can get rich off of it. Cause I got the music.
Leave behind, yeah, legacy. You know, say yeah, definitely, man. I mean, we found out not too long ago that there's a Ghetto Boys album that never saw the light of day from 1989. You know what I'm saying? People want to hear that shit.
I was a bit
tracks from 87 and 86 and, you know, early 88. And we were fortunate enough to leak one of them on the show, a sample of one of them. And just to hear that, it's like, wow, man, this could have been on Easy Does It, NWA and the Posse. You know what I'm saying? But I feel you, man. You got that music. You can do pretty much whatever you want with it. You can release an album a year or a box set or like you said, leave your legacy behind. You know?
Yeah, I try to record some or write some, like, at least, I try to write at least one song a day.
Wow.
And I'm like, which is not, you know, it sounds, you know, like it's a lot. Cause you think about it, it's 365 days in a year or whatever. But I might not record it, but I had a beat or whatever, and I write
right.
it. I'm like, I just got to get in the studio and do it. Man, Into Deep was done. Hold up. When I did Into Deep, I did the T-Rock Conspiracy Theory for him. So, I actually paid for it was Block Studio 2 days. Those was probably like 10-hour block. So both of those albums recorded in 20 hours.
Wow.
And people probably wouldn't believe that, but it's true. Both of those albums recorded in 2 days, 10-hour blocks.
Just getting in there working that shit.
Exactly. We was going back and forth.
Okay. Yeah, that Entry Deep, man, that's class. Well, both of them are for real, but that Entry Deep, man, I listen to that shit a lot.
I appreciate that.
I
think.
Oh, one day, dude, you recorded that in one day? That's crazy. That's just, hey, man, that's a classic album, man.
And, you know, I felt like, to me, honestly, just from my standpoint, I don't think it was my best work in 2D because I felt like it was rushed.
Yeah, I love that
album. It stood the test of time, but this new album here, I feel it's going to do the same thing because there ain't nothing whack on this album. You know what I'm saying? It's something you can just press play and just let that motherfucker ride all the way through. You know what I'm saying? And that's the type of music we need right now, man. We need that shit. You know what I'm saying? So I look forward to the next project you got coming as well, Mr. 420. Another thing I wanted to talk about, though, you mentioned at the beginning of the show about having vitiligo. Chris Calico, Strange Music. He, matter of fact, I think he named his first solo vitiligo. You know, what's it for the people that don't know nothing about it? Break down what it is and what's it like having it.
Man, vitiligo is just like it's a skin disorder which you don't have a pigment in your skin, which it don't just affect blacks. It affects white, Indian, Asian. I done met people, you know, like I said, fans from all different races that have. So it's like not a black thing, but growing up as a child, it's kind of different because people stare at you like, what's wrong with him? Blase, you know, just you get different looks. But from me having it, I'm like, I was born normal. I was all black when I was born, but when I got like 4 or 5, you know, that's when it started. Then, you know, it would come, go here, there, you know what I mean? So it was like,
right.
It wasn't, you know, like you might see it on my face, then it go away, come back. You know, it was one of them type of things. So, you know, just to get questioned every time you go somewhere. So it was like, maybe I need to address this. I had never talked about this on not one album ever. But I'm like, people knew where the name came from if they see me. So
right.
I was like, maybe it's time to go deeper and give people, you know, more about me, more personal. So that's how that came about. And that's when I came with the idea for the mama track or whatever.
Right.
Because it was stuff that I had never told her.
Right. And it kind of influenced other people that's going through probably the same thing you going through. Not so much as every exact same thing, but like
what you doing in music and talking about it, man, somebody that's going through it, it can make them feel better about they ain't the only one.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Bring awareness to people that's living with those conditions. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because you're not no different from nobody else.
They associated with Michael Jackson or whatever. Oh, that's what Michael Jackson had, you know. But like Chris Calico that rap with Tech N9ne and them, that he deal with that stuff too. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And I've heard a couple songs that he put it in and talked about. It was like you said, everywhere you go, you gotta have somebody asking you about this and that. If you don't got that, you don't understand that. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Because if you know, it was a white lady. She came to me a couple of days ago. She was like, I had the same thing. Now, you know, she showed me her arm and everything, you know. And she asked me what I do, which, you know, it's stuff you can do to try to turn the pigment in your skin back. Like Michael Jackson, it's a choice. I seen the lady do the same thing he did, just turn his body out like one color. But to me, I feel like I was made this way for a reason. So
right.
If I'm made this way for a reason, I'm going to accept it and do what I got to do. I don't have to make – if it turns
right.
all one color, cool. You know what I'm saying? I have to deal with it. And, you know,
right.
my mind is
not gonna
to where
– It almost sounds like you're not going to let it define who you is. You know who you is already, whether you change your skin all one color or you just do what you do.
Exactly. And I'm going to tell you something about this, and the people might think it's strange. My skin been two-toned, like, since I said, like, elementary. But I still dated the finest girl in high school.
Right.
It didn't stop me from doing nothing I wanted to do.
Yeah.
So it's like people pay attention to you, and, you know, it's the way you talk, how you carry yourself to determine who you are. If you carry yourself like shit, people gonna treat you like shit. You know what I'm saying? It's just one
right.
of those. It's just one of those things of I know how I want to be treated, and even though if my skin's two different colors, I'm not gonna let you treat me. You're gonna treat me like you're gonna treat everybody else.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh yeah, that's real talk, man. Real talk. Anybody listening that might be going through the same thing, have the same thing. It's get inspired by just hearing this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I
exactly.
Thank you for sharing, man. Real talk. You know, the new album.
Because most motherfuckers ain't real with that shit. They just try to play that shit off, Prez. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And try to deflect. But when you bring awareness to it, man, that's one thing. It's called teaching. That somebody can learn something. So you become a teacher. Anytime somebody can learn something from what you saying or what you doing. So that's important, man. And I'm always
those
motherfuckers that do that, man. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I appreciate it. But if you take notice, which I know a lot of people ain't noticed, like if you look at my In Too Deep CD cover, I got like a black side and a white side. You see, if you look at the cover, then on Heaven Sent Hell Bound, I split my face in half. So
right.
it's like I'm letting you know. You know, I wasn't saying about the vitiligo, but I was just trying to show people,
right.
like, okay, this is what I'm going through, like, two different worlds. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
you don't have me going back looking at the shit now. Now I got to go back and look at shit and be like, that's what he was on. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so
the two-tone always was a concept from the get-go, huh?
Yeah, so it's like everything I do is like, If you go back and listen to my song, everything, I try to, when I do music, I try to do it to where you can picture what I'm saying.
Right.
That's, you know, and it's because I didn't live this. So if I live it, it's like, okay, I'm just telling you what I seen. I'm just like, man, I'm a news reporter. I'm going to put it like that from the hood.
Yeah.
I'm just giving you the news, what I seen. A lot of people don't accept it or don't agree with it, but that's cool. I understand because you ain't seen what I seen. I can't, you know,
right.
I can't tell no other person what you'd have seen if I ain't seen it. If somebody is on, you know, if somebody write, you know, a memoir because they, you know, in hospice or something like that. I'm going to give you an example. If they write something, I can't tell you how you feel because I don't know how you feel. And this is the realest thing I can tell somebody. I told one of my friends this today. I came home and saw my grandmother writing out her funeral.
Mm-hmm.
And when she died, I told them, they were like, I bet you was hurt. I couldn't be hurt. I couldn't shed a tear because I already been through that.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? I went through that months ago when I, you know, when I found out. Did that make sense?
Right. Yeah,
so
your tears came at different times, man. And they're going to still
exactly.
come at different times. You know
so my question was, like I told them, like, where were these people who saying I shouldn't
mm-hmm.
be crying? Where was y'all six, 7, 8 months ago when I saw how many people you could say saw somebody right at their own funeral?
Right. I ain't seen nobody really do that, but I know exactly what you're talking about, especially when you was better prepared for when, but did nobody see you when you was crying? You know what I'm saying? Like
exactly.
When you seen her right now at a funeral, you was probably crying like a motherfucker, whether it was inside or outside. You know what I'm saying? Like, my granny sitting here, you know, she preparing. And what your granny was doing, she was easing y'all mind for when the inevitable came. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. I feel like she prepared me because she told me this was going to happen.
She did, man. That's exactly what she did, bro. That's what she did. She prepared y'all for it. Because we know the reality of it. We know if we breathe one day, we're going to stop breathing. Whether it be when you get 80 years old or like your home, you know, you done lost homies or, like, how many people have kids and stillborn babies and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you breathe one day you're going to stop breathing. You know what I mean? So she can prepare
exactly.
you for the inevitable, man. You know what I'm saying?
So, like, you know, like I was saying, you know, it's just, it was one of those things. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so I try to give everybody, like, my feelings. And some people probably don't understand them because they never been through it.
Right.
But I try to tell you because I want you to know.
You know what I'm saying? Because this cat's going through, too.
Everybody has their own struggle, what they're going through. Nobody might not tell you. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
But everybody has a struggle. Like I was saying, I went through school with vitiligo. The most likely to succeed person in school end up being, you know what I'm saying, homeless. You see what I'm saying? 10 years later.
Right, exactly. You know,
everybody has their own struggle. You know, the best dress. You might see them, you know, 10 years later be like, you went from best dress to the worst dress now. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly. Or you see that cat that wasn't really on shit when he was a shorty. But then you see him 10 years later and you be so proud of him because this nigga doing this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, this dude came up off that shit. He might have had hardships that we wasn't even paying attention to when we were young. And then motherfuckers years later turned that hardship. They can deal with anything now. You know what I'm saying? Because they didn't, like you said,
exactly. They
didn't already seen that shit. They better prepare for it. And that's what these young cats really ain't getting. So, like, on some hip-hop shit, though, like, I like the movement I seen Gangsta Pat on his page the other day. He feel like motherfuckers been shunning him on what he deserved, you know, the credit for what he did. And, like he said, he all about taking this shit back over. Like, my new challenge for all these rappers and shit, especially if they on that hip-hop shit, let's do the Let's Take Hip-Hop Back challenge. Which motherfuckers gonna constantly come out with content that's relevant and still to the point and dope and creative on their own? And what we just heard out of these two songs, shit, if they was doing that challenge, you'd be winning, you'd be leading the race with that shit. You see what I'm saying?
I appreciate it.
The first dope shit I heard.
On some real hip hop shit though, like it's dope, man. Like the last song we just played, if a motherfucker can't tell that y'all from Memphis and what y'all doing, then they lost in the sauce. You know what I'm saying? And you ain't trying to sound like the Memphis rappers that's rapping right now that they know. But that's South Memphis right there all day long. You can hear that shit.
And you know, like
a lot of people tell,
you know, clown, man, I don't listen to the radio, period. So I'm put that out there. So I can tell you what nobody else do because I don't listen to the radio. And which somebody might say that's wrong, but I want to be in my own world. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I want to do, I got my own lane. I don't want to, I hadn't heard a, honestly, I bet you, this is something that I'm just saying out here. I hadn't heard a Yo Gotta album since Life.
See, on the radio, I always look at it like, they ain't playing what I want to hear, so why do I listen to
it? And that's not, that's not saying that he ain't bumping or nothing like that. That's not saying that. I just feel like I don't want to hear no one else. I try to stay, you know, people bring songs around, you know, let me hear it well. With Jack Daniels, you know, he tried to put me up on a lot of stuff because he know I'm in my box. I'm like, I'm staying in my own lane because I don't want to sound like nobody else.
Right.
Yeah.
So
has any other the younger rappers and the new generation rappers in Memphis reached out to you to try to do songs like you influenced them or did it?
No, one guy, he's not from Memphis. He's from West Memphis, so he's from Arkansas. His name Louis Bugatti. You know, he reached out to me or whatever, and I, you know, he doing his thing. I give him credit. It's, you know, he came to me, you know, he was real or whatever. You know, I did some songs with him. Me and Mac Munchies. I like what he doing. He being him. He not trying to be nobody else.
Right.
And I respect that. He was just trying to be him. He was like,
probably got a million people trying to tell him, man, you should do it like this. You should do it like
that. Exactly. No,
he
posted,
you know,
he posted it on his Facebook page the other day. He was like, people say I should do this, but I want them to follow what I'm listening to. I don't want to change who I am.
Exactly.
That's what he said.
Salute to him, man. Salute to that to dude you talking about, man, because I guarantee that's what he's going through if he's young. They're going to say, oh, man, you trying to rap like the old. I bet C6 and them get that. I bet Lil Infamous get that all the time. trying to sound your dad. How can he try to sound like what he is? He is
exactly.
His daddy. He his daddy's son.
Which
you know
I heard his I heard his album that the Lil Infamous the Lil Infamous the Terrible or whatever the one mixtape he put out. I heard that.
I think that's his first one.
Yeah, I heard that one. Like I said, I don't just go out listening to stuff. Like I said, Jack Daniel here, he usually put me up on stuff or somebody else would, you know, tell me about it. I try to stay in my lane because I don't want to sound like nobody else. I only, you know, if you listen to something so much, you'll mimic it. Just like they said, just if somebody tell you something for so long, you'll repeat it.
Right.
So
all these young motherfuckers will steal your shit and fuck it all the way up. They start taking your style and fuck that shit off. I feel like that's what a lot of them then did. They just, you know, they know what they like or what they came up off of, but then they turned it into their own shit, and they use the word swag to mask it. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I'm just swagging it out, or I'm turnt on my shit, or I'm, you know, come on, man. Pay the homage. I feel like a lot of these youngsters, they ain't reaching out to the right legends. You know, they passing up on the guys they really should be fucking with and going for the, like you said, the obvious. Or who's the hitting thing or who doing this or who doing that.
And you know, I'm
not
saying, like I said,
knocking at your door every day to fuck with y'all, the shit y'all did. You see what I'm saying?
That's it. Man, I would appreciate it. I'm not going to turn nobody down. Like I said, I work with anybody. Like I said, it's not no, like when I use Joe Gotti for example, it's like there wasn't no diss or nothing. It's like, okay, I just haven't listened to him because I want to do me. I'm not trying to do what he did. And I hadn't heard, there's some other cats from Memphis that came out. I hadn't heard none of their stuff because, like I said, I don't listen to the radio. So it's not that they're not good or this and that. It's just, man, I'm doing me. I'd have had songs on the radio in Memphis, blase, blase. I think outside the box of Memphis. I'm like, I got more fans somewhere else. So I'm like, I'm not worried about that. I'm like,
yeah,
I'm
cool
doing me. And with you saying that, I'm supposed to be, man, UK this summer, man, for a tour. So I'm trying to make that happen, man. So it's like everything is different. I didn't think by me dropping the album it would be such, you know, a big difference, you know, to people. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Cause I'm like, if I would have known that, I would have did that years ago.
That's dope.
Instead of waiting.
You might have something popping off in the UK this summer. I think, rappers really need to go overseas because, to be honest, I think a lot of the guys overseas respect our music more over than a lot of people do here. So I think the market over there is definitely ideal for you, man. I think that's a smart move.
It's untapped. It's untapped markets too. Like
man,
you said, you won't even know it until motherfuckers get up on that shit and be like you said, I wish I would have known this shit 5 years ago.
Exactly.
You know what I'm
saying? That's
how
I felt.
6 years ago. Mm-hmm.
I'm when they heard about the album was dropping, it was like, you know, people called leaving messages. I was like, should I call back? You know, so I called back and they was like, man, you know, it's official. This is what we want to do. So I'm like, I feel like getting the music out to more people going to another country, you know, would be beneficial to Black Rain because we never, you know, we'd never been over there or anything. Even when Infamous was living, we didn't, you know, go over there and do a show. So I feel like this is a big stepping stone for the label, period.
Hell yeah.
And, you know, see if I can get, you know, cats like T-Rock, probably Mr. Ski, you know, other people to go and we just, you know, push it and do it big.
Yeah. Shout out to Mr. Ski. He's going to be on the show next Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Mr. Ski. But, man, Two-Tone, I really want to thank you for coming on the show, man. It's a huge honor. Always good to have you on. We're going to play. I want to play the title track, New Direction. But before we do that, I want to make sure you give everybody all your social media. If anybody wants to get at you for shows, features, bookings, and what's the best way they can reach you, Two-Tone?
Hey, you can reach me on Twitter at Two-Tone, IITONE, Instagram, the same, or officialblackrainent.com. Man, just Google me, and you can find me. I'm not hard to find.
No, not at all.
Hey,
man,
on top of that, on top of that, I got this single dropping soon.
Which one?
I got a single dropping soon called Google Me.
Google Me, there you go. There you go. What's the first video? Aren't you dropping a video off this project?
Yeah, we're finna drop Different. It's going to be the first video off this project.
Yeah, the one we played at the beginning, to those of you listening. Hell yeah, man. I look forward to that. And, you know what I'm saying, we look forward to all the other projects Black Rain's going to be putting out in the future. You know what I'm saying, stay in touch with us, homie. Definitely appreciate having you on the show. And this is the song, New Direction. Make sure you go out and get the album, New Direction, My World Overcomes by Two-Tone, Black Rain Entertainment, iTunes, everywhere. Go to UGSforLife.com. Check out the review. Matter of fact, the iTunes link is right there in the review. Click on that motherfucker and buy the album. You know what I'm saying? If the two tracks we played already didn't seal the deal, I'm pretty confident this one will. UGSforLife.com.
Fuck shit you be doing, leading to a crime. Anything that I'm in, bitch, crowd when you up. More money means more problems. That's the dumbest shit I ever heard. The road getting rocky, yeah, I'm going cop a couple birds. Real talk, I'm sipping good, I have no worries. Super straight, pull out of a rack and throw that shit up in your fucking face. You nothing ass niggas, I done seen this all my life. But you're fucking with the right one, so you better think twice. Okay, you wanna rob me? Shit is cool, you better get it all. Got some shit for your homie, knocking patches out the wall. I don't love no bitch, I trust no nigga, that's my life motto. These are rules of the streets and the roads that I follow. Any path that I choose, I'm gonna live by this shit. Any road that I take, I'm down to die for it, bitch. Fuck your guns, we got guns. It's new niggas that we running. This my new direction, bitch. And my world overcoming. Any path that I choose, I'm gonna live by this shit. Any road that I take, I'm down to die for it, bitch. Fuck your guns, we got guns. It's new niggas that we running. This my new direction, bitch. And my world overcoming.
If you didn't feel that, you don't have any musical sense at all, man. That's the homie Two Tone title track off the new album, New Direction, My World Overcomers, Black Rain Entertainment. You can get it at iAppstore.com, iTunes, you know what I'm saying? Get the physical copy. Make sure, you know what I'm saying, you go back and check out everything else. Also, man, the next show we got popping off is episode, I think, 33 Underground Saturday Night. This Saturday with you and Velvet Rose, the lovely Velvet Rose.
Hell yeah.
Getting back to church reality. Not sure we're doing the church time yet. I think we're going to do it on a few different things. But next week, man, we got fucking... So far, we got four Murder Master Music shows in a row. And we're kicking it off Monday with PSK 13 out of Houston. And we got Mr. Ski on Tuesday out of Memphis. On Wednesday, we got the homie Fresh Kid Ice out of Miami, Chinaman Records.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Then Thursday, I don't even know who the fuck we got Thursday. I really don't know. All I know is the other two. See, that shows you that I'm fucking lost in my own sauce. I don't know
All I got to do is just check out UGSforLife.com.
Oh, Cedric.
Hit the Murder Master Music Show fucking Facebook page. Hit Prayer's page. Hit my page. And, you know... Prayers might not let you hear his face.
So. Black Market Records, that's who it was. So we're going to have Cedric on there. He just dropped a new album, you know what I'm saying? Well, the Outlaws dropped a new album on Black Market Records. You know what I'm saying? If I'm not mistaken, I think X-Rayed is back at Black Market as well. We'll find out Thursday. You know what I'm saying? Hell of a show tonight, though, man. He's on one of the dopest artists out there still doing it. And I want to, again, I want to send a shout out to the homies over at Detroit Unplugged Radio for having us on last night. It was real fun.
Yeah.
Got to chop it up with them.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're doing their thing. They,
it's
kind
of cool sitting on the other side of the table, Fred. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
it is.
I want to ask you about that. How that feel to you? Like, just sitting on the, because I be feeling like this year is the year for, you know, we usually wait on you motherfuckers to support and do shit like that. And you know what I'm saying? We do the shows and hopefully people love it enough to where y'all get the word out. But I'm almost on, like, I ain't even waiting on you motherfuckers no more. It's time for us to start going out here and telling these motherfuckers what the fuck we doing. I'm almost feeling like Gangsta Pat right now. Like, it's time for us to start taking this shit.
They know who we are. You know what I'm saying?
This might be the takeover.
One thing I don't do, I don't fuck with mainstream rap media at all. You know what I'm saying?
At all.
If I do, it's got to be somebody... It's got to be somebody that I know, like if I see like an interview
with
MC8
or something.
You know what
I'm saying?
But
exactly.
As far, because we do our own shit. I don't care what anybody else does. I don't care what Vlad does. I don't care what the Wax Fist Club does. I don't care
we don't
what
need,
the drunk
we don't need
do.
Because eventually them motherfuckers going to be wanting to interview us and shit and doing that type of shit. But
guys,
no, motherfucker.
Yeah, what they're doing is
y'all already had the chance.
Bite, you know what I'm saying? In retrospect, a lot of these guys don't even realize. You know what I'm saying? We've been doing this since 04. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
We cut it off in 07, came back in 2012. this year, April, is going to be our 5th anniversary. So we've been doing this shit, man. And these motherfuckers
exactly.
are popping up out of the woodworks. And it's cool.
Staying
you know,
consistent.
Saying, do the thing. But I remember so. One thing that Black Dog told me, because I wrote for Murder Dogs for many years. Black Dog always told me, man, because I used to get heated with Julia Beverly and Ozone Magazine because she would come in and try to steal our market and what we were doing and this, this, and that. And he would say, he would tell me, Scott, fuck her. Who gives a fuck about what she's doing? I don't even know what that magazine
exactly.
is like. I don't even care. And that's
exactly.
my mentality. I want to network with people. I'm like, it was cool going on the Detroit Unplugged show. I want to do stuff like that. I want to, you know, First Fam, we've been fucking with them for many years. Shout out to them. You know what I'm saying? But at the same token, there's certain things we're going to keep doing how we do it. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
We're not in no fucking, like Vlad, we're not paying these guys round-trip tickets to come fly to New York or some shit
no,
like that.
No, and we ain't media whores either. Exactly.
You know,
we ain't got to go tell people, hey, we was on this, we was on that. No, usually we telling motherfuckers, tell motherfuckers where you got it from. Don't take our shit and use it. We not saying, hey, you got to tell them it's us. No, tell them where the fuck you heard it.
Yeah, just
tell
pay them
where
the homage, man, like Ancient Imp says, man. Just pay the homage, pay the respect. And to you, motherfuckers, I just want to say, to you, rappers, like Timbuk Timmy, who came on the show, you know what I'm saying? We brought you on the show. You wanted to come on again. You're hitting up friends of ours, trying to get on the show. It's like, man, you already been on the fucking show. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like, now why don't you support us? You know what I'm saying? Go to the website, hit that donation page. You know what I'm saying? Like you
mm-hmm.
said, you're going to support the motherfucking show. You know what I'm
exactly.
saying? Instead of trying to inbox our friends and people that are fans of the show, listen to our show.
Right.
Why are you
like,
doing
that? I'm about to say, we almost like Gangsta Nip or this podcast or what they want to call it, interviews or whatever the fuck they want to call what we do. We like the landlords of this shit, for real.
Yeah, who is interviewing the legends and the pioneers? You know what I'm saying?
You motherfuckers need to pay homage.
This format here is strictly out of the pages of Murder Dog Magazine, man. It's strictly out of the pages. I mean, that's what this show was created for. It was created for a combination of Murder Dog and Street Masters out of Memphis. You know what I'm saying? Because I wanted to be able to interview rappers, but then I also wanted to interview pimps, prostitutes, convicted
right.
killers,
sports
gang leaders,
stars,
you know what
whatever.
I'm yeah, it's the same fucking presence of what we were doing back in the day with the magazines, but now it's just audio format. I never came out saying, oh, man, I want to go do this in New York City or in L.A. in some big studio.
Nah.
No, man, I want to interview the people that ain't got no fucking platforms. But at the same token, I want our story to be told through our archive, you know what I'm saying, which is probably the deepest archive in this motherfucker. I don't know anybody that's got close to 400
plus,
shows like what we're doing. So, you know,
like
and I want to shout out all the people behind the scenes, too, man, the people that make things happen. There's a lot of guys behind the scenes that help us out.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the homie Sin, the homie Brandon. You know what I'm saying? They're always doing things. Shout out to Scratch LDP. If you need graphics, you got to get at him. He's the man. He's knocking
yes,
out covers left and right. Skinny Man on the beat. You know what I'm saying? D-Tag on the beat. If you need mixing and mastering, you go to the homie fucking Deep Pain or, you know, Emo. I mean, we can fuck with people that can offer all
mm-hmm.
kinds of services for you. So, you know, you hit up the site, ugsforlife.com, support what the fuck
right.
we're doing. We're gonna try to bring you
and friends. I might bring back out my roasting. If you need somebody roasted, fucked with, if they talking that dumb shit, and you need somebody to back you up talking dumb shit, I'm the man to do it. Hit me up, and we'll go on the attack. I got a whole crew of motherfuckers on Facebook and social media.
Man.
So if you're dealing with cyber gangsters and phone thugs and harmonies, I got dudes that'll shut them down and make them feel bad because we know. That's all they want to do is come out of the woodworks months later and start poking and shit. I got some people that can poke you. We not probably going to do it, but I got some motherfuckers that can get you. We make you block everybody on your page. We make you turn your page private. So if you want somebody to turn their page private, contact me. Hit me at MacJ at UGSForLife.com, and we'll make it happen.
Yeah,
Because I'm really thinking this right now, Press. 2017, this is a takeover year, man. Fuck these motherfuckers, man. Because they ain't going to give us shit. You see what I'm saying? We tried to be nice in 2016. We gave y'all 90-plus shows in 2016. And all we had to do was defend ourselves when people tried to go on an attack. Or we had to defend the integrity of the show that we do by making motherfuckers get the credit where it's due. But this year, we just going to take it. We going to make you motherfuckers tell people who the fuck we is. Because we going to keep being consistent.
Exactly. Yeah, if you're running with us, you ain't you claim to be our friends and you're not telling your people to like the page, subscribe, and do this and that.
Yeah.
And,
get the fuck
you're
out.
Fugazi. You're fugazi.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You're not authentic. You know, we don't fuck with people like that. So,
no.
And really, most of the people listening to the show, most of the people that like the page, they ain't even friends on Facebook anyway. So, you know, shout out to all the people that we don't even know that listen to the show.
Well,
I'm
about to say our likes, shares, and follows are organic. They're not made up. They're not generated. We don't pay nobody to promote the page or like the page. All our promotions come from
the people. You know what I'm saying? The people listening. That's where we get it from. But the homie Brandon's on the phone. He's got this cipher that he's been working on with the homie Scratch. Man, how's it coming along?
Man, it's good, man. It's almost complete, man. I still need you, though, Mac J.
Mac J, you there? I think we lost Mac. He's on the board. I don't see him.
I don't know what's going on with Caliber. I hope he's all right, man. He posted something today. I hope he's all right.
Caliber 007.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, if whatever he's going through is something that, you know, puts this on the back burner, we might just have to move forward with it. And I already have enough people for another one. So then there will be another one. Like after Deep Cover, we're going to put something else together down the road, just a couple months down the road. We're probably going to use maybe like the Shook Ones beat or It's Bigger Than Hip Hop by Dead Prez or whatever.
I'm glad you're doing that, man, because it's good for rap because –
Well,
I'm going
to tell you another good beat to use, too, Brandon, since you like the East Coast shit, that Mobb Deep Quiet Storm. I'll put that challenge out there.
That's a good one. And that's thing
a dope-ass
beat. Once I put out Deep Cover, I'm going to, like, come up with a handful of names of different beats and shit, and I want people to either pick one of my choices or, like, come to Hell's Heavyweights and give me an idea of what you want to hear the next cipher.
Right.
I
really want to hear a cipher on that Twista Adrenaline Rush too, since everybody want to rap fast and shit.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Let's see where you at on that.
Yeah, and that's one you don't hear people going on too much. You know,
no,
what I mean?
they scared of that shit.
Yeah,
you're right. Set the bar on that motherfucker. You got to flip it on that motherfucker.
Hey, man, what about that production we heard tonight off of this two-tone album, though? Jesus. That's
right.
It's banging, man. That's,
man, if you told me that was
time
some classic
that era.
90s shit.
Yep. Especially that Weed song. That's my shit. What was the name of that song again, Fred?
The name of that song right there, man, is Take a Puff, featuring Mr. 420.
Yeah, Take a Puff.
Teeth.
And that last verse was slamming on that motherfucker.
Yeah.
That was my shit.
Yeah we might drive. We all fucked up anyway. We might go out this motherfucker to that song. You know,
yeah, that song dope, man. Puff Up Pat.
You know, shout out to the homies Two-Tone for coming through. Be on the lookout for this cipher that the homie Brandon's putting together. Of course,
yeah, it'll be out within a month. Like by February, the first week of February, we'll have it done. I got two new people on it. I got like Fred Stav from Brooklyn's gonna be on it, and I just got a verse from Don Verb from the Red Team, Monte Cristo and the Red Team. Monty's on it too. Like, there's a bunch of people on it. I'll have the full lineup.
Yeah, shout out to Monte Cristo, man.
Yeah,
yeah, horse trainer. If you're ever in Detroit, Michigan, and you need you a badass bitch for the evening, man, you got to get a horse. You know what I'm saying? You got to get a USDA grade A beef prime cut horse, and the horse trainer can hook you up. I love that dude's pictures, man. That dude posts pictures. Like, he put his hand, put his whole arm in between this dude's butt cheeks like it was a stripper pole. Shout out to fucking Monte Cristo, man. China Man Records.
He'll be on, right? He's gonna be on the Fresh Tonight Show, right?
Definitely, man. He's gonna be on along with Fame Failer, Drill Him Out, and Boy Dirty. And also JT Money and the Lynch Mob should be in the building, too. So, it's going to be a huge show. And then PSK 13, man, he's got the compilation, too, coming out of Something to Lean To, featuring everybody, man, from Texas. I'm talking about he's got K.
Yeah, Rito. He got everybody on that motherfucker.
Man, Point
Shout
Blank.
Shout out to White Hill Snow,
all the
too,
fucking
man.
Legends.
You know, always showing love out of Texas, man. Shouts out to Waco, man.
Yeah, Waco Stone, shout out to him. He's definitely a good supporter, you know what I'm saying, of the show. He's been since day one. Shout out to everybody, man. It's fucking with us. Oh, yeah, I do want to tell you guys this, too. Make sure to go download this. It's called King G Money Homicide 101. And guess what, y'all? It's a new mixtape, you know what I'm saying, and it's hosted by the legendary DJ Reddy Red of the Ghetto Boys. The man who gave the Ghetto Boys the signature sound. Yeah, so it's out right now. I just posted on my page. Try to do a review of it over at
DJsforLife.com. Don't D-Pain got something new out, too?
Oh, yeah, I think D-Pain got some shit. Yeah.
Who's that?
D-Pain. I think he got some new shit, too.
Yeah, he does. I'm glad you brought that up. D-Pain's got
The Trapologist
mixtape. I just downloaded it yesterday. It's got about 20
And his
tracks
graphics always look the bomb, too.
Yeah, because Scratch the graphics.
Mm-hmm.
He knocked out the cover on that. And this album is featuring all kinds of people. Of course, it's featuring everybody from LDP, but you got, you know, Super Smash Bros. On there. You got, you know what I'm saying, a bunch of different, you got the homie D-Tag on there. You got the Sleepwalkers. So, I mean, you got a bunch of different people on there. Matt the Murder Man featuring Gangsta Nip, Bad Dreams. You know what I'm saying? That's a dope track right there you got to check out. You know, real good project, man. I'm gonna definitely be listening to that over the next couple weeks as well. So, yeah, there's good music. I mean, I love this, man. We're 5 days into it. There's a dope album out, Two Tone, New Direction. My World Overcome is available right now. There's dope mixtapes coming out. There's music coming from everywhere. Fresh Kid Ice is putting out a fucking project. You know what I'm saying? I mean, what a way to kick off the new year as far as, you know, real rap goes. I'm glad to see this happening. So, everybody keep tuning in. And as far as... you know what I'm saying? As far as anybody you know, wants to get on the show, email myself, prez@ugsforlife.com or macj@ugsforlife.com. Send us some music, and if we're feeling it, man, we might bring you on. You know what I'm saying? Definitely bring you on. All right, here we go. Take a Puff, Two Tone, featuring the homie Mr. 420. You know what I'm saying? Mac Montes off the album New Direction, My World Overcometh. Man, go get that shit.
It's UGS for life, bitch.
Take a puff, hey. Puff, puff, hey. Take a puff, hey. Puff, puff, hey. Go. Yeah, anywhere you want, go bad. Take a puff. You wanna try now? Back to the weed. If it's loud, I smoke it in some wrong papers. Talking drugs, I'm losing focus. Post some lean in my Sprite. Shit, I like it.
it real, why lie?
Take a puff, hey, puff, puff, hey, take a puff, hey, puff, puff, hey, go, 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 yeah, anywhere you want, go, fat up, take a puff.
This dope and it's potent. It's 420, nigga. Gone, blow that shit and keep choking. I'm rolling mango wraps, nigga. I got that shit for the hood. I keep that line looking weed with fruity air smelling good. What you smoking that wood? You should have purchased my pack. And if I smoke some regular weed, best believe it ain't average. You told me you had some good. You said this shit with some Cali. Look like some homegrown shit that you grew in the alley. It don't even pass me that. Take my blood and pass it back. One puff, two puffs. Now you having an ass with that. I look like some cataracts, shit I smoke on Counselor. Cutie service with my purchase, you gon' spend about a stack.
Take a puff, hey, puff, puff, hey, take a puff, hey, puff, puff, hey, go, 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 yeah, anywhere you want, go, fat up, take a puff.
I say smoking on the best dope, rolling up that West Coast. Keep it with me, OG and Sour, that's like the best smoke. I started out when I was young, didn't really know any better. Back then, we was blowing blunts, getting high off Reggie Miller. Nowadays, it's 93, nothing but gas and lean in me. Loud packs, they blow, raw papers, I roll frequently. Keep it in me all the time, if you looking for me, I'm on cloud nine. Never been smoking that regular, had to retire that shit back in 2009. Now I'm on some heavy shit, roll up, no petty shit. When you see me smoking, just know it's that California shit. I done broke down with the best thumb, rolled up with the rest thumb. I'm still smoking it loud, choking it right now as I bless them.
Take a puff, hey, puff.